Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lee, here's what's dangerous, okay?
All right.
Charlie Kirk, before he was killed, described the rise of Zohran Mamdani as a distress signal from Gen Z. He said it was the second distress signal. The first, he said, I'm going to play the audio coming up, was that Gen Z 18 to 29s actually voted for Donald Trump. That never happens. They always vote Democrat, yeah. Particularly the men. It'd be a low majority, but it would be a majority.
Right.
And Donald Trump got the largest share of the youth vote for a Republican in our lifetime. Why? The economic stress. And that's what they hired him to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that has been the saddest to me, I bought my first home when I was 23 years old, renovated it, flipped it, and bought another one. On a journalist's salary, which I'll tell you, I made $19,000 a year at the time. And I really had to struggle to do it. I was eating cereal for 2 out of 3 meals a day. Okay, so it wasn't easy, but I did it. And then I took the money from that and was able to buy my, you know, real home before the age of 25, like a real home that wasn't for flipping, that was mine. It was a fixer-upper, but it was mine. And that is not possible to do anymore. We just hit a new low, okay? The share of home purchases by first-time buyers has plunged to 21%, the lowest on record. What was it before Joe Biden took office? First-time home buyers, typical month, 43% of the volume.
Wow.
Yeah, it's 21.
So it's cut in half,
mm-hmm.
More than half.
All-time low. I will never forget what it was like. My cousins and I did a very long road trip through Europe. I have a very big family, and so we ended up staying with family members there. Only one of my family members in Europe owned their own home. It was run down, had wallpaper from the 70s. They were so proud because they were the only people they knew who owned a home. It had been passed down to them. And one day they hoped to renovate it. And I was looking at it and going, I'm, you know, in my early 20s and I own a nicer home than this. And I was shocked. And I can remember sitting with the guy who's a distant cousin of mine and talking to him about it. He's like, oh, yeah, nobody owns a home here until their 40s. And I thought, what? How terrible is that? Mm-hmm. Wow, that is awful socialist stagnation. And one of the first things I noticed, too, Lee, when I went there, at the time when I went there, I was my first job out of college. I went to an employment agency, and I ended up placed working for Shellco, which was a big industrial construction company in Charlotte, very famous. So, and I just, you know, I worked in the trailer as the secretary. So I started to notice, you know, and be able to tell different kind of grading equipment from this. I could tell the stages of fixing a lot. I mean, I could just, you start noticing these things, right? I'm driving through Europe with my cousins on this amazing vacation. We're taking a car trip. And it dawns on me after about a week, I haven't seen a single construction site. I haven't seen any grading. There's no grading equipment in this country. Then I started looking for it. I'm like, will I see a construction project, grading equipment, all of that? Because the part of Shellcore I worked for mainly did site prep. Will I see it? I mean, it's very common thing to see here. You drive through Greenville, you're going to see construction equipment all the time, right? And I'm not just talking road work. I'm talking just construction equipment, right? You don't see it in Europe. And he said, nah, here, Tara, we don't even, like, if you're going to own a home, it's not till your 40s. Listen to this. Two days ago, from realtor.com, the share of first-time home buyers dropped to a record low of 21%. It was 43 when Joe Biden took office. While the typical age of first-time buyers climbed to an all-time high of 40 years. I bought my first home at 23. According to the National Association of Realtors. 40 years. We are now where they were in Europe when I just shuddered and was so glad I could go home. That's where we are. And the share, again, of first-time home buyers in the market has contracted by 50% since 2007. And homes were Biden-flated. From the beginning of the Biden administration to the end, the price of a typical home doubled.
And you're not even talking about the price of borrowing money.
No. And well, I mean, that's all. Yes. It's out of reach. It's bottom line. It's just out of reach. It is. And so you've got a very frustrated generation that voted for Donald Trump. Well, this whole article talks about how bad it is and all, but what is causing this? It's the printing of money and the spending by Congress. Mm-hmm.
And therein lies Trump's problem.
Yep.
He's going to get blamed for the economy because he's the one that went out there and campaigned, day one, I'm going to take care of this. And he oversold that. That's the one mistake that I think that Trump has made. He made that comment about fixing the war in Ukraine. That's still going on. I don't blame him for not being able to do it. I didn't believe that he'd be able to do it on day one or in any time after, you know, quickly after the inauguration to begin with. I mean, it's just an incredibly complicated situation. But he oversold what he'd be able to do. I saw him on Bret Baier's show last night, you know, talking about, hey, beef is down. The energy prices are down. It's like a 5-year low. He's right about that. And a lot of the things that he has done you can attribute to some of his policy changes. But the problem he's got is he oversold his ability to control the economy and get prices down, which he campaigned on. And then you've got these young voters who are looking for instant gratification, who are gullible enough to think that, you know, a change of president or a change of government can quickly change something that has taken years or decades to get us into.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And there, I think that's why you are seeing some of these young voters. We may not be able to count on them in the 2026 general election.
Charlie Kirk warned that the danger of Mamdani is that they would become so desperate that they would latch on if what Trump was offering didn't work and work quickly, just like you're seeing, that they would spin towards socialism, which is only going to make it worse. It's not good. Brilliant article by Seton Motley in the, Red State, about this. This is incredible. The Congress has not passed a full budget, which would allow us to do cuts. You could do line-by-line cuts. You can't do that in a CR, is what we keep passing. That's the problem.
Yes, it is.
The idiots in D.C. haven't passed a budget since 1996. The problem is this. 2009's one-time $831 billion stimulus has been CR'd into de facto permanence. You know we pass it every year.
Yeah.
People don't know that.
Yeah.
Why do we do that? Well, greed is one thing. But the other reason is, if we did it one year and then pulled it back the next, you'd have a massive contraction in the economy, Great Depression style. I mean, you'd lose points, plural, off the economy. And whatever party was in power would get absolutely just, you know, smacked because of it. So nobody wants to do it. So we just print it again every year, starting with 2009's one-time $831 stimulus. Listen to this. The same is now true of the $4.6 trillion D.C. spent on COVID response. Never unbudgeted. So CR'd over and over. So remember all those checks were going out? We're still printing that money.
Well, and here's the other thing. These Obamacare subsidies that Democrats are claiming that Republicans are cutting off. No. That was in the law when Democrats passed it. It had a sunset clause. So they knew that they'd be able to put this in, get it to a point where it would end, and then claim Republicans are cutting something when they're not, and then force Republicans into a situation to continue the subsidies. That's all that's happening. Democrats voted for this budget. Democrats voted for Obamacare subsidies, and they voted for the law that has them sunset now. In the next, you know, calendar year, and now they're claiming, oh, wait a minute, Republicans are cutting this. No, you voted for this. You voted for this.
So you're listening to this. This is why we had 3% inflation last month. Actually, better than the month before, because it was on track. It was 4%, so it's actually better. But that's still crappy. The U.S. Treasury has to hold bond auctions to sell all of this. They got to buy it back with printed money because there's nobody out there to buy it. Yeah. And we're insolvent. And somebody's got to make a decision. Look, when you look at the sort of almost verbally violent way that Elon Musk left the Trump administration, I actually got it because he understood, like Ray Dalio does. He warns every other week on CNBC, if we aren't cutting at least $500 billion a year, we aren't going to make it. That was the same number that Elon Musk mentioned. And he got incredibly frustrated when the Republicans in Congress were like, well, we're going to hold up, you know, Trump's nominees if he tries to make the cuts. So it's both sides in Congress that have screwed this up.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why you can't afford a house if you're in your 30s, when I used to be able to buy one in my 20s. And you know, it's happened very, very fast. It's happened over 5-6 years. That's the problem. Now here's the thing, Lee. There is a solution, but it's going to be a skin of the teeth thing. In order, because Trump wants to cut this, because remember, he was pledging 12 rescission bills. He actually got one through for just $9 billion to cut USAID permanently, right? There were 11 more behind that. He wants to do that half a trillion dollars in cuts, right? But so much is in his way. He needs the votes. It's too tight. If two things happened, we could probably do it. It's going to be very hard. We have to get back in the seats in Congress that should rightly be ours. So how do we do it? Number one, the Supreme Court has signaled they will probably end Democrat race-based gerrymandering, where we draw special districts for Black Democrats. That'd give us 20 more seats that should be ours, okay? And then there's another 6 to 8 seats that the Census Bureau stole through fraud. We got to get that. We got to get a new census through. We've got to do the census before the midterms. And then we've got to redraw the districts. Hail Mary pass. Then we would probably be able to have the Republican votes to keep the Democrats from unfairly and inaccurately winning Congress. And we'd finally be able to pass a budget where we could go through and cut line by line. It's the only hope we have, or we're going to be like Europe. We're already like Europe. Those numbers are incredible today, and they're only going to get worse. And socialism, you think it's going to fix things? No. It's going to make them permanent.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.